right now, we get to talk to my dear friend, Beth Livingston, also known as Beth Owl's daughter, and she is the author of Kind Veggie Burritos. Hi, Beth.
Hey, now. How y'all doing?
Hey, Beth. So long time.
Happy to hear your voice.
Way too long.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is a trip. I was thinking about the right before y'all came on, they were playing the studio version of Unbroken Chain, and
yes,
and I was thinking, God, you know, what an amazing song. And the second time they played it was the Charlotte show, where my little book officially went on sale in the parking lot. And so it's always been kind of near and dear to me, just for that reason, but also because of years and years of history before that, when we just loved that song. You know, we were living to see it performed someday, so that was kind of awesome.
Yeah. So tell us about Kind Veggie Burritos. It's been out for a really long time now, and how did you come to do it? And we should also mention right off the top here that Kind Veggie Burritos is, among other things, a benefit effort for the Rex Foundation and for SAVA. Portions of the proceeds go to both of those important causes. So, Beth, tell us.
Yeah, like all of it goes to charity. I don't make a penny on it. Everything, every little bit that I get for it either goes into the printing cost, the postage cost, or is all donated and given away. And it's been that way ever since I first started in 1995 at those Charlotte shows. Now I have also included United 24, which is Ukraine's own state-run fundraiser for the people of Ukraine, because it's just so awful over there, and I wanted to do something. So now I'm not making any money, but because I'm an old hippie and I just give it all away. But it started because in 91 I came out of a Greensboro, North Carolina show, and I had not eaten for many hours for various reasons. And but when I came out of the show, I was like starving, and I had a long drive home, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? And I'm wandering around. Everything's looking kind of skanky to me, but there was a young woman selling veggie burritos out of a van. And I bought one, and honest to goodness, it was the best thing I've ever eaten in my life. For one thing, I became a vegetarian that night. It's like, wow, this is so good. I don't need to eat meat ever again. So there.
Wow.
And I haven't since, knowingly. People have snuck stuff in, but, and so I wanted to figure out how she did that and what was the recipe and how could I have more. And also I started, like, you know, cruising around I came earlier now for Shakedown and was checking out recipes, checking out dishes. You know, a lot of it was not that great, but some of it was exquisite. And so I started collecting recipes, and, like, I want to be able to do this in between shows. I mean, I could never figure out how to do stir fry like the back of, you know, a van. So that's how I did it. And the rest is kind of history. It went on sale at the first night at Charlotte 95. I was so shy, and I'd never done anything like that. I'd never vended before. And we're hanging out, and I'm like, yoo-hoo, anybody? I have a little book here. You know, people are passing by. And the guy next to me was from Jersey. Oh, my God, he was fabulous, you know. And he goes, honey. He didn't say honey. That's Southern. He said, sister, come here. Let me show you how you do it. And he started waving my book and walking up and down and, you know, pushing people up against their cars and saying, you need to buy this book. You know, so it was great. And I sold out, and I had to scramble to have more for the next day, and I did, and it just went on from there. And it's been a blast. It's been so much fun. I've met the most wonderful people. I mean, when I was first collecting recipes at one Atlanta show, the people were like giving me all this food. Here, try this. No, no, you try mine. You know, no, no. So I'm like trying to go into the Omni with a bag full of potatoes.
You were an influencer before that name existed. Where did you get all the recipes? Who did you see? Where'd you get the recipes?
I got them from I don't know who all. I mean, just people that were vending in Shakedown Street, and then to supplement that, I contacted people on the internet, on the Wealth, for instance, and people just started sending me their recipes. DeadNet, back in the ancient days.
Yeah.
I posted there, and people just generously shared their recipes, and I checked them out. I didn't put anything in there that didn't work, but I got a whole bunch of really great food, and I got to sample a whole lot of food. It was kind of great.
That's wonderful. Yeah, people, you can go to kindveggieburritos.com to find out more and order your copy. Sorry, Gary, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. It just takes me back to when that became, you know, when the idea of a shakedown, of a vending village and all that became such an integral part of the scene and the community. And then, you know, I remember the years before that, you know, being stoned after a show and looking for something to eat and, like, you know, driving by very unpromising diners and all that kind of stuff was just a regular part of the Deadhead routine. And then suddenly there was this place where you'd come out of a show and you'd say, it's all here. There's grilled cheese here. There's burritos here. There's salads here. Yeah, and it just transformed our community in some ways.
It absolutely did. And I tell you, all of those people I talked to, without exception, were just noble souls. Just the fact that they were, they needed to make some money, and they wanted a miracle, and But they were really, they wanted to feed their brothers and sisters, and they wanted to do good for people. And that just shines. It shines in every recipe I got and every experience I had, without exception.
You know, Beth, I just spent 6 months interviewing deadheads who were in the parking lot in the late 80s for this book called Aging Gratefully, because Bill Lemke took photos of them in Alpine and various other places. And I keep hearing that from people, you know, but there's so many of these stories where I came to a dead show and I was immediately made welcome. And, you know, just the sense of community that it was happening there and the magical experiences that people were sharing with each other, it really is kind of an antidote to the atom bomb, as Joseph Campbell famously said. But hearing all those people who wanted to find a way to become part of that economy so that they could continue to participate in the ongoing miracle of it, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And really, and we all became entrained with each other, you know, as Mickey would say. I mean, it was an entraining process of everybody moving in harmony and embracing each other, and all of the weirdness and all of the, you know, what is that about over there? Okay, you know, but every bit of it was just pure magic, and still is, and I hope, you know, my real goal has been to keep that alive in at least a small way in my book, which is another reason that I don't want to make any money from this. I just want to share, you know, the love. I really do.
That's wonderful. And the fact that what money is made goes to these causes that we so cherish is even an added bit of lagniappe.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I hope so. I think it, you know, I look forward to getting my little thank you note from Cameron Sears every year, you know, from Rex.
Oh, good. Well,
so
Rex and Sava, they so appreciate the generosity of this community. So everybody wins, as has been said.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, Beth, it's great to hear your voice, and I'm so glad you've done this and that it's now 30 years of doing this. And all of you out there, even if you aren't vegetarians, you could check out the Kind Veggie Burritos cookbook as a among other things, another wonderful object of the creativity that the Grateful Dead inspired in everybody else around them. That's another one of the phenomena that I've observed in all these years of being a Deadhead and an oral historian and all the other stuff, that the Grateful Dead wound up the creative flywheels of countless other people, and you're one of them.
Well, thank you. And also, if you're not a vegetarian, there's a teeny tiny little chapter called Meat as Well. And, so I haven't forgotten y'all. You know, people were giving me their bratwurst recipes and stuff. So that's in there.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for spending some time with us. Thank you for doing this. And let's hope you sell a bunch more books off of this call today.
Yeah, we're going to keep going for another 30 years at least. So
all right,
thank
y'all.
Take care.
So good to hear from you.
Love you. Give my love to John.
Love you too.
Same here.
Yeah. Back to you.
Okay. All right, take care.